another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Ngozi Onwara. I work for UNICEF in the Rivers Field Office as the nutrition specialist, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reef Ethics and the nutrition champion for Rivers Field Office.
Our most distinguished Rivers people, welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember always that strong people don't put others down, they lift them up. This episode is in commemoration of the World Breastfeeding Week held annually between the 1st to 7th of August to encourage breastfeeding and improve the health of babies around the world. Over 120 countries across the world get involved in the celebration, and this year's theme is on sustaining breastfeeding together. Research has shown that breast milk provides the ideal nutrition for infants. It has a nearly perfect mix of vitamins, proteins, and fats. This is everything the baby needs to grow. And it's all provided in a form more easily digested than infant formula. Breast milk contains antibodies that help the baby fight off viruses and bacteria. Breastfeeding lowers the baby's risk of having asthma and allergies. Again, babies who are breastfed exclusively for the first 6 months without any formula have fewer ear infections, respiratory illnesses, and bouts of diarrhea. They also have fewer hospitalizations and trips to the doctor. Breastfeeding has been linked to higher IQ scores in later childhood in some studies. What's more, the physical closeness, skin-to-skin touching, and eye contact all help the baby bond with its mother and feel secure. Breastfed infants are more likely to gain the right amount of weight as they grow rather than become overweight children. Breastfeeding is also identified to play a role in the prevention of SIDS, the acronym for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. Let us briefly look at a basic but significant piece of information often referred to as the ABC of breastfeeding. A is for awareness. Watch for your baby's signs of hunger and breastfeed whenever your baby is hungry. This is called on-demand feeding, but however, should not mean unnecessary exposure of the breast for the observation of everyone. The decent thing to do is to drape a breastfeeding cape, which simply is a light cloth to cover from your shoulder to your breast and the head of your nursing child. I had to do this at the time I breastfed my babies. The first few weeks, you may be nursing 8 to 12 times every 24 hours. Hungry infants move their hands towards their mouth. They make suckling sounds or mouth movements to move towards your breasts. Don't wait for your baby to cry. It is a sign that he is too hungry. B stands for be patient. Breastfeed as long as your baby wants to nurse each time. Don't hurry your infant through the feedings. Infants typically breastfeed for up to 10 to 20 minutes on each breast. C is for comfort. This is key. Relax while breastfeeding, and your milk is more likely to let down and flow. Get yourself comfortable with pillows as needed to support your arms, your head, neck, and a footrest if need be to support your feet and legs before you begin to breastfeed. Generally, breastfeeding protects the baby from a long list of illnesses. Likewise, the breastfeeding mother experiences the advantage of a reduced risk of life-threatening conditions like ovarian cancer, breast cancer, type 2 diabetes, and so many others. This week-long celebration and awareness campaign calls for a concerted effort and collaboration among stakeholders in spreading the message of the benefits of 10,000 living cells in every teaspoon, whereas formula, on the other hand, has none. Breastfeeding is pure warmth, nutrition, and love all rolled into one. I use this opportunity to say kudos to all mothers who stood and are standing with breastfeeding. Your breastfed babies are gifts to the world and great agents of sustainability. Our guest speaker today is Mrs. Ngozi S. Onoha, specialist on nutrition at the UNICEF field office in Port Harcourt. She will be speaking in line with the theme of sustaining breastfeeding together. Please enjoy the episode and put to good use the many lessons learned. I must not forget to mention that I am the nutrition champion of Rivers State as appointed by UNICEF, and that I will launch the nutrition campaign here in Rivers State. This will be on the 14th of August, 2017. My dear people of Rivers State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless Rivers State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love Rivers State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Ngozi S. Onwara, the nutrition specialist with UNICEF Rivers Field Office, your host for today. I will be speaking on the theme of the World Breastfeeding Week, which started on Tuesday, the 1st of August, and will end on the 7th of August, which is sustaining breastfeeding together. And we'll be discussing issues like the benefits of breastfeeding to the child, to the mother, and to the society, and how we can all work together collectively to ensure sustainable breastfeeding for our child and the future of the child. Breastfeeding, as we all know, is the first infant food. It is the nature's gift for the child from the mother. Breastfeeding a child, once the child is put to bed, within 30 minutes, until the child's 6 months, without water, without any other supplements or any kind of any other food, is what we call exclusive breastfeeding. And it's a good start for the child. It gives the child the first immunity in life. It teaches the child what is the first love, bonding with the mother and the family, and bonding with the society at large. Most importantly, it protects the child from childhood illnesses while laying the proper cells for development of the child's bone and development of the child's intellect. For the theme of this year's World Breastfeeding Week, Sustaining Breastfeeding Together, we are going to be ensuring that all of us come on board to promote breastfeeding together, encouraging mothers, encouraging fathers, encouraging ourselves to start off our child's life, development, and education on the road to a good path through sustained breastfeeding practices. And what does that mean? It means that the community at large will support a woman from pregnancy, ensuring that she feeds well and ensuring that all that is required to support her to start and initiate breastfeeding within 30 minutes of birth is being provided during her pregnancy. And that means ensuring that she promptly attends antenatal care, that she also promptly eats well and takes care of her pregnancy and herself until she puts to bed. We are talking about the first 1,000 days of life, and that is from the time the mother conceives of this baby until the child's second birthday. And we expect that the mother should fill this child with breast milk for the first 6 months, and in addition after 6 months to other foods until the child is 2 years old. And what does that imply? A well breastfed child does not get ill on time. Breast milk has every nutrient that child requires for appropriate growth and development. In addition, breast milk also contains what we call anti-infective properties that prevents the child from getting illness of any kind. Illnesses such as diarrhea, even measles, and other kinds of illnesses. Appropriate breastfeeding provides the child with enough weapons of fight, what we call immunity, to fight infections of such kind in the first 6 months of life and beyond. Sustaining this breastfeeding together, Breastfeeding Initiative Collective, means that every hand should be on deck to support the mother and to support this child to develop well. The father should provide a support as a father. Peer groups, including adolescents, the youths, and the mothers, all should put hand on deck to ensure that breastfeeding is given its priority within the society. Adolescent girls should start on time to learn that eating aright at their age will also help to promote breastfeeding when they get married, get pregnant, and are able to take care of their children. Then eventually, they give birth. Let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Una mamand, papa. Confesso. Una ide una pikin body so. Make una not just decidon ruko. I don't burn am finish. Anything he like, make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When he come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband dem go de cost. If your pikin begin smoke wee wee, you know no person way big pass am. So cost fully mot. You don't spoil am finish be that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and fooling body. Put eye for the thing when you're picking the duo. Una hear?
Now take eye come out when you're picking the duo. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do na your own. Oh. If he bad na you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do na your own. Oh. Ah, if he bad na you make him so.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. And I'm once again Ngozi S. Honora, your host for today, the UNICEF's nutrition specialist for Rivers Field Office. We are going to discuss this time the ill effects of not giving your child breastfeeding and breast milk and exclusive breastfeeding. Not giving the child breast milk at birth has a lot of consequences on the child, for the family, and for the society. A mother who is breastfeeding her child alone has less risk of hemorrhage. Because when the mother starts giving the child breast milk immediately after birth, it helps to control the rate of bleeding that the mother will have. For mothers who have tendency to severe bleeding after delivery, starting to breastfeed the child on time helps to control this bleeding by release of what we call oxytocin hormones that are responsible for constriction of the uterus immediately after birth. It also helps the mother to give her a good mental hygiene, because When the mother and the child begins to breastfeed, the mother feels excited and happy. She's contented, and there will be less tension in the family. A mother who has practiced exclusive breastfeeding with the child is less likely to have cancer of the breast or cancer of the ovaries. There are a lot of benefits to the mother, including child spacing, because if she's practicing exclusive breastfeeding, the hormone that is responsible for this breastfeeding will not give room for the hormone that will come in later to allow her to get another pregnancy on this baby. And then she has an ample opportunity to spend with her husband, to spend with her children, spacing her child and giving a gap before the next pregnancy. This is just for the mother. And if this is assured, there is happiness for the family. For the child, there is less risk of infection. A child that is bottle feeding for instance, can lead the child to having bouts of diarrhea. Why? Because you know that the mother who is a working class mother or otherwise that is using feeding bottle may not take appropriate care of the feeding bottles, and the child will get infected through that. Secondly, my dear brothers and sisters and caregivers, those of you who are hearing me today, cows, dogs, pussycats do not borrow milk for their children. It is only human beings that borrow artificial milk to feed their own infants and young ones. And this is not acceptable. The constitution is not the same. Cows chew their cud twice. Do we have double stomachs for our children? Therefore, that milk, the child, most children get sensitive to it and they get infected and have all sorts of diseases associated with that. The proteins that are in that breast milk are not meant for the human baby within that first 6 months. And the digestive system of our babies are not too strong at that period to begin to digest the milk from a cow's milk. Therefore, it is usually better for us to feed our children. I do not want to get into the illnesses that will follow this, but we all know that there are consequences attached to it. We are aware that in Rivers State, as we are talking, majority of the causes why mothers are not practicing exclusive breastfeeding, as it were, is because of the aggressive impact of breast milk manufacturers. And this is what will want caregivers to be careful about. If you must give your child breast milk, if there's any complications, it has to be prescribed. Therefore, it is better for you to use God-given breast milk that will promote development of human brain like a human being, development of attitudes that are likened to the mother, closeness and bonding that will teach the child to begin to love on time. Because when you give your child bottle feed, there is a great opportunity for you to abandon this child to the care of children whom you do not know, whether they were reared in their family with good love. And then the child learns to be harsh. And this is why there is a high restive movement within the society today. Let's search our consciences and know how we care for our babies. Because a child is your asset. Your child is an asset to the society. Your child is an asset to you. And therefore, any sacrifice you can make to ensure that the child receives the best in life, please do not hesitate. Breast milk is the ideal. Let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812-807-5881 0803-7821-189 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Ngozi Onora, the nutrition specialist for UNICEF Rivers Field Office. We have talked about what breastfeeding is and the benefits to us and the society. Let's look at the theme of this year's World Breastfeeding Week. The theme is Sustaining Breastfeeding Together. The Global World launched what we call Global Breastfeeding Collective. Her Excellency, the wife of the President of Nigeria, launched this in Nigeria on the first day of August to kickstart the World Breastfeeding Week. Rivers Field Office will follow suit. Well, because we have a champion in Rivers State, in the person of Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Susan Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Riv Ethics and the number one nutrition champion in Rivers State. What it means is that every hand is expected to be on deck. Let's do it together. Fathers, mothers, workers, youths, adolescents, coppers, motor parks, wherever you are, please help to promote breastfeeding. Peers talk to peers about breastfeeding. Let's do it together. Let's provide in our workplaces crèches for mothers to bring in their babies when they're at work. In doing that, we ensure that their work performance will be optimum because they are relaxed. The babies are around. Once the baby needs attention of the mother gives the attention. If you're in the government, please put it in your budget line for activities to be rolled out at the primary healthcare and the grassroots levels where health workers can help to promote exclusive breastfeeding by teaching the populace and caregivers in the communities the rudiments of practicing breastfeeding and what we call appropriate infant and young child feeding practices. And that is breastfeeding for the first 6 months, breastfeeding in addition to other foods until the child's second birthday, and then inclusion of appropriate and required dense rich foods for the child to grow well. Let's do it together. Government, please, we are pleading that policies on breastfeeding, policies on infant and young child feeding, food and nutrition policies and strategic plans should be endorsed and approved. We are requesting that government at all levels and ministries that are related to nutrition should please ensure that inclusion of appropriate breastfeeding practices should be in their budget lines for government to endorse. When we have this, activities concerning breastfeeding should be rolled out. Mothers should come for care seeking. If you have problems about breastfeeding, if your milk is not flowing well at an early age, please go to the nearest health facilities and make inquiries. And that is what we call care seeking behavior for your baby. Because when you seek to know, you will get information. And when you get the appropriate information on breastfeeding, we are all doing it together. Let all hands be on deck. We can also use our young ones and the youths to begin to know that breastfeeding is the right start to the development of the child. And they tell each other stories. And that is what we call peer education. Thank you, because I know that if all of us put hands on deck to promote breastfeeding, the future of our children will be better than what it is today. The society will be calm. There will be love circulating. People will love each other and there will be less killing, less restiveness, and everybody will be happy. Our children will be gainfully employed because their brain development will help them to read well, acquire knowledge, and get gainfully employed in future. And then economic development of Rivers State and Nigeria will increase.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ Reef Ethics and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reeveattucks@gmail.com. The Reeve Attucks radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reeve State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.